Come here. Get off.
Today, we're talking to Blanche, a 30-something cisgender heterosexual woman from the South whose pronouns are she and her. She's a mother and engineer who owns her sexuality and is kind enough to take us on a brisk walk through her sexual history today. Blanche is not her real name, and this is not her real voice, just for the record. Hey, Blanche.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you for joining us today. We are going to just jump right in and get all into your business, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
So first things first, when do you first remember masturbating?
Oh my God, very early. First kiss in elementary, masturbation middle school, before my first time.
Okay.
Oh, that's very sweet that you added your first kiss in there. That's a good. Yeah. I was like, let's get to the touching.
I know. Y'all just skipped right
over. We just stuck it on in. Did young Blanche have a preferred technique?
For masturbation?
Mm-hmm.
It was fingering. It definitely was clitoral stimulation. I didn't know that was what it was at the time because, you know, I was in middle school. But it was clit and fingering. Yes, definitely.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So, when did you start experimenting with other people?
So, elementary was the first kiss, mm-hmm. like I said. And to this day, I hate French kissing because that was a terrible experience.
Me too! Oh my gosh, Blanche!
Erica hates kissing. Oh
like, hate it.
Hate it. It is like... You just like spit, and you know what?
Yes!
I never connected it, but now that you say that, that is exactly why it's so disgusting.
Exactly. It's like, why don't you just hawk spit in my mouth?
Oh my gosh. My first kiss was with this dude that my brother nicknamed Rockbiter, and all I remember was teeth and spit and saliva. And thank you for the connection, Blanche. Oh my gosh. So now you got to tell me about your first kiss.
Wait, right. What happened with yours?
It was at my grandma's on her front porch because we were fast. And it was a boy. I'm going to just call him Jay. And he was cute because, you know, that was back in the day when Al B. Shore and everybody.
You know what I mean? Light skin wavy.
Yeah, he was light skin. It was going to be a light skin story.
With the hazel eyes. We're going to kiss, girl. And this is how. Well, they can't see me, but he was like, and I was like, and it was just gross. It was
gosh.
We were in fifth grade, and it was so gross. Ooh. And to this day, I can't.
All right, so then what was your first time having actual sex?
Okay, I got to tell you about the fake time I had sex before the first
what?
Time. Yes. Okay, so the first time I had fake sex was in eighth grade, and y'all, this boy was 18.
Wrong as hell.
Okay. Today, yes. No, then and now is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, y'all. Okay. But anyway, at the time, I don't even want to go into this. He was a drug dealer. You know, I'm from the hood. So,
listen, I got those stories too.
Yeah, he was a hood, a dope boy, which makes this story even more funny. And we was doing it, and he didn't realize it wasn't in. It was just between my legs.
Bitch, I was just watching Grace and Frankie. Have y'all watched the new season?
No.
I'm in the middle of it.
Oh, that's something that happened.
Okay, I will watch that. But that happened to me, and I just, because I know that he needed that, I just acted like it happened. So if you ask G, he will tell you he is my first, but he was not. He was between my legs.
My actual
first was in ninth grade, and it was so sweet. He was such a sweet guy, like just a sweet guy in general. Like he used to push me on the swings in ninth grade because he loved me.
And, so this was a boyfriend?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend, and it hurt so bad because he had a big one. And he hugged me after and pushed me on the swings after.
Aww.
He was so sweet.
I'm sorry, girl. Let me push you on these swings.
I know he was like,
sorry about this big dick.
Okay, sorry about that. It's your first time.
Okay, so we know you had your first time and your fake first time, but when did you first have an orgasm with a partner?
Ooh, yes. That was in 11th or 12th grade with T. Let me tell you this story. It's a bad story. T and I were best friends. So you know how we all have male best friends, right? At the time, he was dating a girl. And he was at a wrestling tournament, and we were all there. Me, him, his girlfriend, because we're all friends. Everybody else. And afterwards, her mama said, it's time to go home, and drove her home. And I said, I'm going to ride home with T. He bought me some chicken wings. And we went to another friend's house, his best friend's house, who was dating my friend. All I know is he was hitting that thing and I fell over and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't know. Mm. And that was my first orgasm.
Wow.
He had a curved, a little curved.
Oh,
curved.
Yeah.
We love a curve. We love like, a Captain Hook.
What is this? Captain Hook, baby. Yes.
Just so you didn't in the moment know what was happening. No. It was like in hindsight.
Yes, now I know. Because after I got that thing, I was like, I'm getting this every time. Mm. So I don't know how people do it without it. You know what I mean? Like, why would you do that without getting that? Listen. I don't get it.
Look, we try to preach the. I mean, not that everyone has to have an orgasm because some people right. like to, but we.
Because, you know, I at the stand turn for on, a good journey sometimes,
but
too,
here at
if
the turn
I know
on,
that the orgasm is coming later.
We exactly. preach the gospel of good sex. And I do not want women out here.
You
want
to push them to the edge is what you're saying.
I mean, just enjoy it. Even if you like, even if you're like, I don't want to have an orgasm or I don't have to have an orgasm yeah. this time. I usually have that, make that face, Blanche. Blanche is making this,
because I
drink something sour face. But
as I've talked about on this show, I don't always have to, but I know that I'm going to later. And sometimes I will hold as a form of power and then I do it later.
That's the edging.
Yeah.
That's the edging.
Yes. But it's, but I guess what I'm saying is we want women to get away from just having sex.
Just to be doing it or for somebody else. Or,
exactly. Like, yes. It is a journey. We want you to enjoy the journey.
I guess I'm with you on the journey, but I also want more women to know that there's a climax. There are a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do
yes.
Do you know how many people call me and they're like, how do I know if I had an orgasm? If you're asking me, you didn't.
You did not. You did not. If he has to ask you, you did not.
Right.
You
didn't.
Yeah. Like, and let's... And I think that's why it's also so important for women to masturbate and touch themselves and get to know how that feels. So because once it happens, you're like, oh, this can happen. We're gonna make sure it happens, you know. And so just getting to know your body and touching it and feeling it and knowing
being comfortable with it,
all of it, breasts, all of it, it's
titties, ass. All of it.
It's all of it.
So, thinking back to your 20s, what three words would you use to describe sex during that period for you?
You know what's so funny? I had more sex in high school than I did in my
20s. Oh, well, shit. Let's back up. Thinking back to your teens.
Because, see, in my 20s, I was really focused. School and getting degrees and stuff. So I fucked, but it wasn't the same frequency as I did in high school. So that's why when people say, like when I went to college and people are like, you want to do this? I was like, baby, I done did all of that. You know what
right.
I mean?
Oh, and you was just talking about how you feel like you lived your 20s wrong.
I did. I lived it all wrong. I was in the dungeon learning. But anyway, but what was the question again? And
I'll give me three words to describe sex for you in your teens.
I need it.
Look, Erica ass over there on her fingers counting. I'm like,
I did. Okay, so one of the things I used to do was I always had like a starting lineup that I would rotate. So I always had a partner, and that was in my 20s too. Even when I would do internships, as I was, you know, honing my craft, I would always seek out one special intern that was going to be my sex partner for that summer.
Period. Hey.
Period. And we was fucking. So somebody was getting it because I needed it. Okay.
So then what three words would you use for your 20s?
Let me see. My three words. So I said, I need that for my teens. So for my 20s, it would be like, I don't know. It's so many words I'm thinking of. My 20s were really about me making sure I had a partner that made me feel good. I mean, especially in college, I had a great partner.
She just looked back
and I know, I'm rolled sorry. Her y'all eyes. Oh my God, he was good. And then in grad school, I had a great one too. So it's just about making sure that I got my climax. You know what I mean? Because that, for me, it's all about making sure you have your mind, your body, and your spirit all balanced. And that was about my body. I needed that. You know what I mean? So I don't. So mind, body, spirit. How about that?
Good.
I like it. Okay, so maybe you know what's coming next, but how would you describe sex in your 30s?
It's more control now because it's not about doing it. I think in my teens and my 20s, I was doing it, but now it's like I can control it and I know what I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is. Three words for my 30s. I am powerful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am powerful. I think we'll be good.
So now you are a married mama. Mm-hmm. What does your sex life look like?
Oh, it's great. I fucked him in the garage the other day.
Yes, mama.
You know, I mean, so for me, that's why I don't understand, like, when people get married and they're like, oh, my sex life is terrible. Now, I may not do it as much as my husband would like, but when I do it, I try to make it enjoyable, and that's through role play, through, you know, sensuality. I think being a woman is beautiful. Right? That sensual femininity, all of that stuff is so amazing. And so I know that that can help him. So my husband, let me tell you how I know I got good stuff.
Brag on your pussy a little bit. Brag on it.
Brag on my pussy. He prays every time we do it. He be like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I have had ex-boyfriends in the past who have drooled on me. Didn't even know. Like, their mouth was open and they're like, I just drooling while we having sex. I'm like, you're drooling on me, nigga. Like, I mean, African American.
Okay, you know we,
you know us.
Come on.
I know. Just trying to say. So I know I got good stuff because they drooling, they praying to God, thanking Jesus, but also it's because I use my muscles to. And if you're not using your muscles during, I don't know what you're doing. Why are you just sitting there? You know what I mean? Like, when you squat, when you're doing your squats, do your Kegels at the same time, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you exercising, Kego. When you're not exercising, Kego. Don't understand.
So, on average, how many times do you have some sort of sexual contact in a week?
There's 7 days in a week?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
At least five.
That's good.
But that's because my husband is a horny. Okay, so my husband's younger than me, and he's horny, and he grew up in Porn Valley. Mm-hmm. So I have to fight him. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. he's like, hey, girl. It didn't matter whether I was fat, skinny, didn't matter. He'd be like, hey, girl, hey, girl. You know, he's a touchy-feely person. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we're doing something a lot.
You said before that it's not as often as he would like. How often does he want to have sex?
A couple times a day. Jesus Christ.
Get off of me.
Tell Mista to get off of you.
Get back. I know. I'm with you. But that's just how he is. Period. Men, you know what I mean? When you have good stuff, they want it all the time. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. So are there certain times of day that you prefer or that are just better, easier, since you have other people in your house?
Yeah. Definitely when the kids are asleep is better. But sometimes it's actually fun to do it when they're up. Like I said, the garage. You know, little places like that. One night, after they went to sleep, though, we used the backyard as a place to do things, and we went from the bench to the table to the garden to the
sleep.
Sleep. And your kids now, are elementary school age, right? Just so we
elementary
can...
and middle.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, Blanche has kids.
Blanche got babies.
So how long do y'all sessions usually last?
He tries to last long, but not long. Because I got good stuff, you know what I mean? 10 minutes, tops.
Oh, yeah. You get in, you get yours, you keep it moving. Yeah.
You know, I think that people, like, men think that sex is supposed to last all night long. And it's like, I don't need you beating my pussy for 4 hours. Like, we just gonna have a good time, slide in, slide out. We can lay there, we can enjoy, we can bask in the glow, but we do not have to be fucking for 55 minutes.
Like my pussy was like pummeled.
Brutal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pummeled.
I don't even feel that.
Yeah. So you guys make use of the house, it seems like. But do you have like a spot that you typically do it?
Oh, it's really the bed, but we all over. We're definitely kitchen, backyard, garage, living room.
I love that you're like looking around like, wait, okay, like, over there.
All these places is where we go.
Yes. So what do you feel is the best part of your sex life right now?
Okay, so I have to tell you this story. My husband, when I met him, told me he did not like fellatio, oral sex. And
when you see my face?
I know. He said it doesn't make me come. I don't really need it, you know.
Oh.
In the course is what I like. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Challenge.
You knew that that's what I heard. And since the first time I sucked his dick, I wake up with dick in my face. So now I'm like, oh, I think that's the best part, because the other day we did it and we got 2 sessions in. The first time we did it and I sucked it after, you know, just to kind of clean him up. And then the second time I was tired and he was just jacking and I sucked it off after. And he was like, so my husband is very spoiled.
You are a good wife.
He is very spoiled. But, you know, he's eating right now because, you know, we doing better with our foods and stuff. So it tastes better.
That makes
a big difference.
It does. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, because your diet and just how you treat your body makes a big difference. I mean, I've had men that have commented like, damn, you taste good. Yes, because I'm not eating Popeyes, even though I do want to eat Popeyes every night. I'm not eating Popeyes every night and smoking a carton of cigarettes. You know, like what you do with your body, like that comes out of everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So
even if it's just like tailoring, like I know I will literally be like, oh, wait, babe's coming over tonight. Guess what we're not having for dinner? Asparagus.
No asparagus. Okay.
Okay. Seriously.
Like you got to be considerate.
So what's the most frustrating part about your sex life right now?
To be honest, is I miss having diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to be honest as a married woman. You know, that's one of the things I miss is I miss having several dicks.
New dick is fun.
And I've had the same dick for over a decade.
God bless you.
I think that, you know what? So for me, I think that's the most frustrating part is that, and so I love to flirt. So I still flirt today. I don't take it, you know, as far as I would have before I got married, mm-hmm. but I use all of that energy on my husband. So I flirt, but then I use the energy on him.
So are there any things that can happen in your day that would prevent you from being in the mood? Or are you a push through kind of girl?
Oh, God. I mean, I will say for me, I was going to say for women, it's mental. It's all mental. Like, there was a time when I was a size 20. There was a time when I was a size 3. And what I will tell you is, even though my husband wanted to do it no matter what my size was, for me mentally it was different because I need to look a certain way for me, you know what I mean? And so I will just say it's just thinking about how I look, and that is a turn on for me. You know what I mean? Like, to see how you see me in your eyes, I think is a turn on. So I don't even know where I was going with that.
No, that's really good. We in a recent episode, we talked about recording ourselves and seeing yourself on camera. Mm-hmm. And for me, one of the things is like, I like it because I'm like, ooh, this is how I know I look good. So it's going to look good, you know? So,
But I also compete with porno, too. So sometimes we like to cast it on our TV in here. You see the TV?
So you're casting, the porn or you're casting your video?
No, the porn.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm like, I need to figure this out. I need ideas. Okay.
I'm casting the porn here and then I'm competing in the bed. And so it's, to me, I'm very competitive. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, that bitch can't slug better than me. She can't ride better than me. She can't do this better than me. You see what I'm saying? So
get it, Blanche.
That's what I do. So that's one of the tricks I do too. And my husband likes porn.
All right. It's a twofer. So how often do you masturbate now?
Oh, a lot.
I like it.
Because to me, it's about just pleasure. And I don't think anybody should feel insecure. You know, like, I'll masturbate with him laying right by me in the bed. To me, it's about, like, I want my pleasure right now, and I don't necessarily want to give you a lot of effort. I just want it. And unless you are ready to just give me everything and not let, because I don't want to give you nothing. I just want to lay here. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to work, fine. But I don't want to work. So you lay there and I'm going to do my vibrator or my fingering or my whatever. Because I just want to get this off real quick. It's about releasing energy. Mm-hmm. And he does it and I do it. We both do it.
So what's your favorite technique these days?
For masturbation? Mm-hmm. Definitely vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need fresh batteries. I travel with my vibrator.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think
I got a little. I got a little one that I pack in my bag. I mean, I don't pack my big one, but I pack a little
My bullet.
Little bullet. Mm-hmm. A little bullet that you trap. And also, when I'm a lot of times when I'm traveling, I'm on some whole shit anyway. So I usually have like toys and
I'm thinking, okay, and I've traveled with toys, but usually it's because I'm with somebody or meeting up with somebody, but like not just on some solo.
Especially if you're in a hotel. You're like, I need to.
I flirt for no fucking reason, right? So I just flirt with niggas and then go back to my hotel. I'm charged up. I use my bullet.
Yes.
That's how you don't cheat.
I love it. You got a strategy.
I got a strategy. I just flirt, go to the hotel room. There you go.
Word. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have trouble turning off the day and focusing on sex?
Oh, yeah. That's why I smoke weed.
Mm. That's real.
I mean, indica, definitely, right? Not sativa. Because sativa will have your brain, like, flying. Right, that's for creativity, but for
indica, she made me paranoid.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But indica can actually make you settle down. And for me and y'all, because y'all have a lot going on, right? We all have a lot of work. You need to kind of settle your brain. Mm. Once again, this is mental for women. You know what I mean? And if we are like thinking about, oh my god, the laundry, I gotta write this, I gotta finish this, it's not gonna be good. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's broken pussy.
Broken
pussy. I love it, broken.
So, what would you change? Like, if you could snap your fingers and change something, what would you change about your sex life?
I would be okay with open sex. You know what I mean? Like,
have an open relationship?
Yes. Now, mm-hmm. Here's the funny part. My husband says he's okay with that. He's not. You know how you can just tell?
Mm-hmm.
Like, his mouth is saying it, but he ain't right.
Your heart ain't saying it.
Your heart ain't saying it.
Because you be mad watching me bust it open.
Exactly!
Knowing about me bust it open.
Thank you. So I know you're not right. You know what I mean? So I would love to have that. Like, for me, like I said, once again, I move like... And I hate to say this. There are a lot of women who think like me, but I'm just saying normalized, right? This is the behavior that a masculine person would have. And so for me, I feel like I am more of a masculine person. And I don't know why we have to have sex with one person. You know what I mean? Like, why? It doesn't, like, I'm just getting this off. That doesn't mean we have this, you know, crazy connection or whatever. It doesn't mean I need to call you after. I just... I'm gonna do this real quick.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't necessarily obviously think that that's masculine energy. I mean, I think Erica and I have both talked a lot on the show about the ways that we are able to fucking keep it moving. And I think that there are a lot of women. I can't see that Blanche is dancing.
Okay, I'm dancing. Here's the thing. I have had 2 one-night stands that talked, that like basically turned into stalkers. Just 2 of them. I mean, I've had more one-night stands, but
I've had
2 of my one-night
stands pop back up. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. So what I'm saying is, why can't we just do this and be okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to stalk me after.
But see, that's men popping back up.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't masculine energy.
But the
masculine energy is not the being able to walk away, because them niggas like to pop up.
No, they like good pussy. That's masculine energy. You know what I'm saying? They popping up for a reason. And not for no reason. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is a sex best practice that you want to share with our listeners?
Sex best practice. I guess for head.
Ooh.
I think for head, a lot of people are looking at what happens outside of the mouth. It's all for inside. What are you doing in there? What's the suction? What your tongue is doing? How much spit you got going? Because it may not... The best headologists, it may not look like they doing shit, but they doing a whole lot. Oh, you can't see. They doing a whole lot in here. You
inside.
Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Inside. And also men are... They need, like, they love audibles, right? They like sound. They like to see you. It's all video. It's like, you know what I mean? It's all for them, right? They have to see it or hear it. For us, it's mental. And so for me, I make lots of noises. I know how to do my eyes. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot of smizing going on, people.
A lot of smizing. You know, that's what they want. But I have to tell y'all, okay, you didn't ask me about this, but I have to tell you about this one night stand that I had.
Mm-hmm. Do tell.
To this day, he is still my sexual soulmate. I never, do you hear me? Never. Well, here's the thing. I've had very good sex. Very good sex, but not the first time. You see what I'm saying? With somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so with him, it was the first time. And it was like, whatever he did felt great. I don't even know where he is today, but the nigga had gold teeth full. It was great. It was great. Shout out to Louisiana. Y'all make them good.
Yes, baby. That's
fine. Baby.
Somebody from Louisiana gonna cuss us out.
Right.
Our bad.
We apologize.
Do you have any well, we kind of touched on this. Do you have anything like that if somebody's packing their sexual toolkit, any must use tools?
Yeah, definitely it's the vibrator, the bullet. Mm-hmm. On the plane, right? Because you can take the batteries out and travel with that. Because, you know, you mm-hmm. you know, I got it all together. Definitely that. Travel to a place where weed is legal. And then buy your weed. That would be great. And then the other thing would be just, for me, I think that sex is good when your mind is ready for it. If you don't, you know what I mean? Like, you got to get into a mood, a whole mood. But I used to have the best orgasms traveling because I would just think of fantasies. You know what I mean? Like, I flirted with this guy today. I'm fucking him. Listen, my husband gets all of that when I flirt with somebody. Fucking the shit out of him. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Period.
Okay. So we like to ask a few, well, a off sex topic question, a little would you rather question. So would you rather have one really mediocre superpower for the rest of your life or one really awesome superpower for just one day? So, for example, Blanche. Say I tell you, you can fly. Either you can fly, but your flying is like 6 inches off the ground and your top speed is like 40 miles an hour for the rest of your life. Or you have like super fast, blink your eyes, you can pop in and out flight for one day.
I want something for the rest of my life because, you know, the way I think about it is I got that magic. I can make whatever it is into something special. You see what I'm saying? So if you give me something for the rest of my life, I can make it into something special. If I have a day, then that means I gotta make sure that I make the most of that day. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have it for the rest of my life.
All right.
Because I know I can do something with it.
All right.
What do you hope that people will learn from this little walk that we just took through your sex life?
You know, I hope that women are like more in tune with their sexuality. We have a lot of power. I mean, as we would say where I'm from, you know, a wet pussy and a dry purse don't go together.
I've said that multiple times.
Okay. And so it's kind of like, you have power, use it. And I think a lot of women are taught, especially by their fathers or the men in their family, don't use it. You know why they tell you not to use it? Because that thing whooped them. So it's like, I want you to use it. No, but you don't have to be So the other part about me is I have had a lot of great sex, but nobody would call me a hoe. You see what I'm saying?
What's wrong with being a hoe?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm saying that you can do this for the women who don't want to be labeled that. You can do this without being labeled that, is what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with being a hoe because she making money. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Listen, we all hoes. If you ain't, if you got a dinner paid for, mm-hmm. if you got whatever, you a hoe, bitch. You a hoe because you was
fucking. You a hoe and a bitch, apparently.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's drink some more water.
Don't be sorry.
I'm drinking.
You know, you can't really be my friend if you get offended by being called a bitch,
right?
Don't work.
Like, don't call me a bitch. Don't call me a hoe. I'd be like, oh, we ain't kicking it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that was my experience. I've had a great time, is what I'm saying. It started in elementary with the first kiss, to middle with the fake sex, elementary with the real sex, to college with the crazy, you know, experiences. I have never had a threesome just because I'm a baby and I'm scared. But I appreciate anybody who can. You see what I'm saying? Like, I want to do it. In my mind, I've done several. I've been asked to join at least four.
But, I've been asked to join more and didn't even realize.
Right?
I know. I'm just too afraid, y'all. You know what it is?
What are you afraid of?
Because I want... So, once again, I'll go back to this. For me, I really like when I can tell the person is into me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes in threesomes, it's about just their need. And I want you to be...
No,
free.
No.
You don't? Oh, well, I don't know. No. I don't know. I never had one.
I think back on my best threesomes, and it's when everybody is a greedy motherfucker. Like, ooh. Everybody is greedy and getting theirs. Mm. And getting theirs, not in a stump on you, I don't care if you don't get yours, but in a, like, I am responsible for making myself come and enjoying this. Oh, and so they're going to do that. And if everyone goes into it with the, look, we here, we got a mission, we all are here to enjoy ourselves, then it's great because everybody's a greedy motherfucker. And so I'm doing what's going to make me happy and excited. Mm. But it's not an exploitative.
Yeah. There it is. We know
it's not like
saying.
A fuck you, I don't care if you get yours. It's just like a no, I'm going to own what's happening here.
Responsibility for my orgasm.
Well, I guess it was more of
and then everybody gets nasty and it's nasty and fun.
Like, I want him to be like, oh, is that hurting or do you feel good? Like, I don't want somebody to not care, is what I'm saying, about my pleasure. But you're right. I should own my pleasure.
And own it in the sense of, like, touch here, do that. Girl, stick your titty here. You know, that kind of thing. But I'm sorry, I got really excited.
You did? No. I've been really afraid. Okay, so let me tell you an example. In college, I was invited to two in college. One was I was messing with a guy, and he had my picture on his desk. He was an older guy. He had my picture on his desk at work, and a female colleague said, oh, she's cute, and asked him if she could join us. And he asked me, and I said, oh, no. So that was one with a girl. And then another time I was in college and we finished what we were doing and there was a knock at the door. We're butt naked. Okay. Like, we just finished. There's a knock at the door and he gets up butt naked and answers the door. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Right. So I'm running, trying to pick up my clothes, running to his bathroom, and I'm in the bathroom putting on my clothes and he knocks on the door. He's like, what you doing? I was like, I'm putting on my clothes. You have company. And I peek out and it's him and this fine ass nigga right behind. Fine. Like, on a normal day, he could have got it. But it was just like, why? You can't like just push a threesome.
Don't try to trick me.
This nigga was waiting outside the door.
I'm cool with it if we like discuss it, but don't try to trick me into some shit.
He was trying to do that, and it was crazy. And let me tell y'all, I was like making up stuff like, I gotta go do homework. I got important homework. You know, I ain't gonna say the friend's name, but we got that one friend who's like, I got important engineering. I got important engineering work to do. Okay, so anyway, that's what I did. And do you know that fine ass nigga walked me to my car? He was like, but let me talk to you because my friend told me you got that good.
Wow, my goodness.
That's how I know it's good.
Yeah.
He was still trying to get some.
I don't think I was ready for threesomes. Did I have threesomes in college? Right after college.
Didn't you? Okay.
Right after college. Yeah. But like, I wasn't ready for them in college just because I think I was still too caught up on what other people would think. Mm-hmm. And I didn't quite own my sexuality the way that I do now. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Once you get out of your head and embrace
My first time with the adult invitation was a swingers party with me and my husband. And I still
I heard about that.
I wasn't ready. Also, I was fat. You know, once again, mental.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Not feeling subconscious.
I was subconscious about it, and I didn't do it. But maybe today. I don't know. My husband and I maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, now just because of germ theory, it's a little difficult.
Nine to time.
But, look, I always recommend for a couple, if you're kind of new, unsure, definitely try a swingers party. And y'all don't have to interact with people, but just being with groups of people that are having that energy. Y'all gonna go home and do some nasty shit. So,
I'm ready. I'm ready. We got a club here.
We got one here too.
That I may or may not frequent.
I've been getting them emails. They trying to get people to donate since they closed.
I know. It's just, yeah. This is fucked up.
We do house parties over here too. They do house swinger parties.
Yeah, I got invited to a birthday party. A week ago, and I'm like,
what?
Fuck no.
Yes, exactly. It's like, the Rona.
Yeah, like,
this is not a time. So wait, a question just occurred to me that we should have asked a while ago, and it may take you a minute to answer, so, because I think I would have to take a minute. How many people do you think you've had sex with?
Oh, I stopped counting at 40.
Honey.
Once I got to
40, I was thinking, about, like, this is your sex life, right? Like, that's a question.
Yeah, I stopped counting at 40. But if you ask my husband, I've only been with 3 people.
That's fine.
It's always 3. I don't care who you are. 3, you the third. Oh, teach me, baby. Teach me.
Yeah, damn. I didn't.
The first time is always like, second time. And then the third time, you whoop it out and you act like they taught you all that you knew in that third time.
Like, yeah, you taught me this. Right.
He was like, but I don't remember. You did.
You did. Shh, 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 shh. Just
put this in your mouth.
Yeah. Just shh, shh.
Right, queening. That's how you do your queening, right? You just sit on his face. Like, he'd be like, I don't remember that. Sit on his face, queen. What'd you say?
I love it.
Well, Blanche, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun. It really was.
It was. It's always good to have good people on the show. So thank you for coming on, and thank y'all for listening. This is the end of this week's episode of the Turn On Podcast. We'll see you next week.
This episode was produced by us, Erica and Kenria, and edited by Ballistic. The theme song is from Brazy. First, please leave a review in your favorite podcast listening app. For real, we want to hear from y'all. Send your book recommendations and all the burning sex and related questions you want us to answer to theturnonpodcast@gmail.com. And please subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
Follow us on Twitter at The Turn On Pod and Instagram at The Turn On Podcast. And find links to books, transcripts, guest info, and other fun stuff at theturnonpodcast.com. Bye.